Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Ball Corporation's plant in Golden is looking for production technicians. You can read the full description and apply at jobs.ball.com when you search Golden. This position is on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plants. The company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour wage with potential for increase at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. It offers exposure to a lot of other manufacturing opportunities in the plant. The production technician role touches on the other stages of production, making aluminum cans and ends. This role is responsible for machine adjustments on high-speed production equipment and is an integral part of the production team, both in quality and meeting operational goals for volume. At Ball, all positions have importance and impact. The role has skills growth built into it, and many production technicians become maintainers, which is the next step in the production technician line. Employees who have started out as production technicians have even gone on to other roles in operations and management. Yeah, it definitely has the level of technical skill that people are looking for, since the old days most have an outdated perception of back-breaking labor. Much of this has been automated today. So, text GOLDEN to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions. You can also go directly to jobs.ball.com and search GOLDEN to find that opportunity. Again, jobs.ball.com and search GOLDEN.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up with a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Dr. Dubs has got to be running out of prescription pads at this point with the way the Avs are scoring. But the Avs take down another one in big fashion, 7-3 over the New York Rangers. All right, so this was a weird... The vibes, I don't know about you, chat, but the vibes at the bar for us upstairs were weird tonight.
Yeah.
Because no one felt really good about this hockey game, and the Avs smoked them.
Yeah, for me, it was downright angry. It wasn't like bad vibes or like iffy vibes. I was just mad. After the first period, I was just sitting there like, this is bullshit. This stupid hockey team. Garbage. Nonsense.
After the first period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just dumb. I don't want to talk to anybody. Stupid. Weather is dumb. I have to drive home now and write about the dumb hockey team.
And then they scored 5 goals in the second period.
Then they destroyed everything inside, and it was just like, stupid hockey team. Well, makes no sense.
And it's funny because... AJ, you've kind of been calling this for a while now, but McKinnon scores his goal, which we'll get to. And
just keep saying it every game.
And the goal goes in, and then the Avs go from here to, like, up here.
Yeah, so they're down 2-1 after the first.
Yep.
The first 5 minutes or so, four and a half minutes of the second period.
We're not good. Shit. Yeah.
They're just getting beat up, right? They're giving up chances. They're managing the puck horribly. They're just playing like shit. And you're just like, oh my God, dude, this is going to be Columbus. Like, they're just going to get run out of this building at some point. And you're just, oh my God, this sucks. And then they just, McKinnon scores on a nothing play through center ice.
He literally poke checks the puck.
He poke checks a goal. And it was like McKinnon scored, and he like looked around and was like, can you guys believe that went in? LOL, this goalie sucks. And then the rest of the Avs were like, okay, we've scored two completely horseshit goals on this guy.
Yeah.
Fellas, fire away. And they did. And they scored on a dude who's not great. So it worked out okay, but yeah, you're right. The McKinnon goal really flipped the game on its ear because they were not. They were down and they looked bad. And then they scored that goal, and it was like the whole team was like,
it's go time.
Yeah, exactly. Like they just switched modes, and oh, now they're managing the puck, and now they're just blowing these guys out.
And
okie dokie.
Adam Huska was never heard from again.
Yeah.
Kind of what it feels like. Yeah, I still can't drink. I'm sorry, chat.
And out of solidarity and no other reason, Blaze and I are not doing victory shots while Rudo is on alcohol
hiatus.
IR.
We're on hiatus. I promise, like, some weekend after I can drink again, I'll go hard for you, chat. But
yeah.
Not tonight. Okay. So let's circle back to the first period a little bit here and talk about that. You mentioned the Mikko goal that comes in. He shot it directly at the goalie's blocker, and it went into the net.
It just deflected off his arm and went out. Yeah. Like, all the jokes that we were making about the similarity to his name and Hunter Miska's.
Yeah.
And then that goal went in, and it was like, he is Hunter Miska.
So, yeah, it's... That it's a great way to start the game, and it really, honestly, the first 10 minutes of the first, it felt like the Avs were playing pretty well. They were well in control of the game.
Yeah,
but the second half of the first was not pretty.
Yeah, I mean, led by Darcy Kuemper not having a great start, but you know, kind of expected when a goalie has sat for so long not to come out and be
a little bit of rust. Yeah. And the first goal, it looks like it gets Darren Helm's skate and goes in. And goals like that, you're always just like, I'm mad that this went in, but what can I really ask a goalie to do about it?
Right.
And then the second goal, you're just like, bro.
Any goal
whizzed by the ear.
Literally hit him in the mask. Oh, okay. And any goal that hits the goalie and goes in is one you want him to have.
Yeah.
Like full stop. It's just how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So,
and like that's a tough spot because obviously this spot right here, your arm has so far to go.
Yeah.
In such a short time, but it also is like center of the net. Like,
well, that's just one of the spots they teach you to shoot for. And this is that little gap. Right
there. Of course, and it's hard to hit, but it's also just like it's just not like that's one where you're like,
well, and maybe I'm making excuses here, but this is Darcy Kuemper coming back from a head injury with a puck that ends up hitting him.
I mean, that can't be a thing for him. Like, that cannot be a thing.
I hear
for
you.
Him.
I understand.
His profession is standing in front of missiles coming at him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think, but also, like, you trade that goal with the save that he makes on the 2-on-0 on the power play.
Well, yes.
They give up two goals anyway. They're down. Yeah. And you're just kind of like, okay, like, you get a huge save there because. Yep. There's nothing that says that second goal doesn't also happen if they give up that goal, the shorthanded goal.
Well, and he made multiple other 2-on-1 and breakaway saves throughout the game, too.
He definitely got, after the first period, you really started, it's really after the second goal, you started to feel like, all right, Darcy Kuemper's settling down. And then the third goal, you kind of feel like the universe scored that on Gabe Landeskog and said, quit trying to be so goddamn cute just because you're ahead 6-2. No matter how much Mark Rycroft might have liked it, it was a dumb decision and something that kickstarted
the goal
transition
the other way.
Yep. And guess who ends up trailing the guy who scores the goal and is a full stride behind, and it's the guy who got super cute to begin with.
Oh, hey, Gabe. How you
and
doing?
It just felt like the universe being like, you
stop doing that.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Well, and just in case you weren't sure if we were living in Bizarro World or not, Darcy Kuemper with another gear issue.
Yeah, this one it looked like the
toe lace.
Yeah, got cut
from the pad.
Yeah,
so it's the toe lace on the pad that goes and ties to the front of the skate there.
Yeah,
looks like Somebody stepped on it.
Yeah, it looked like it got cut because he couldn't keep his pad on. Yeah. And so you're just, because it's MSG, he can't just sit on the bench. He has to go through
down the tunnel,
down the tunnel and do the way. Thing. Yeah. And like, he has to, it's like a production, right? Yeah. So
is it blasphemous of me to say that MSG is overrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it's an old building with so much history. It's a sports cathedral.
I get that side of it, and there's nothing you can take away from that.
There are some like modern things that you wish existed. Yeah, there. Yeah, like totally, dude, 100%.
The benches are tiny to start with, and then you don't have any way to get back to the locker room from there. Like,
well, and there are other buildings like the one in Dallas. They have to they have to go through the corner, and it's like. Why?
Yeah.
Is this the one in Dallas where your backup goalie has to sit basically? Are they on the bench?
By himself over there? I forget which building that is.
What building
is
that?
There are multiple buildings. Is there? Okay. Yeah. That's the case.
One of the Isles buildings, I think you used.
Oh, Barclays. Barclays was that way. Yeah. Barclays was definitely. And then, you know, everything was bad about Barclays. hockey was not a thought. Like, MSG is a cathedral of sports history.
Yeah, from the history point, no argument.
It's a sports museum. It's a living, breathing sports museum. And so when you say, is it overrated? My answer is no. Could there be some modern conveniences thrown in there to make it a little more enjoyable? Absolutely. But you don't get to go into buildings. Like, new buildings are so sanitized.
Yeah, very true.
You know, you don't get that sense of, great things
have happened. It doesn't have any feel to it, right?
I mean, Ball Arena has a Game 7, has a Stanley Cup Game 7 awarded, you know, has been played in it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like that. There's no mystique about Ball Arena.
Yeah.
It's just this cavernous, soulless ghoul of a building. And maybe 50 years from now, nostalgia will change that. But for right now, no. MSG rules.
I'd have to last for 50 years before they build a new one for that to happen. But which, nothing against Ball Arena. I'm just saying sports teams rarely go 50 years without building a new arena these days. So unless it's like an MSG. But anyway, back on the topic of the game. MacKinnon had a nice goal. Miko Rantanen and somehow ended up with a bunch of points playing terribly.
Miko Rantanen has two goals, and he's the guy that all of us, as we were watching the game, like, dude, this is soft. This is lazy. This is too casual. Dude,
it looked like he was skating around at a stick and puck. What it looked like
for sure. Yeah. I mean, he made some horrible passes too that we were just kind of like, so what lazy, are you doing?
Dude. Just so, yeah, so lazy.
But then just accumulates points every game.
Yeah. And he gets a goal, the first goal of the game on a shot that should be saved, and then he gets the seventh goal on a tip because they just don't cover him.
Yeah. There was no one around him.
There was nobody around him. Yep. He's literally just standing there, and EJ shoots the puck at his stick, and you think, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, Miko.
That's what happens. You get chances when you're that good.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but he makes it work. But the MacKinnon goal was big to the game. We talked about how it's kind of nonsense. It really didn't feel like the Avs top players played all that well in this hockey game.
Yeah, there were frustrations. You know, obviously Landeskog, and you're like up 6-2.
Yeah,
so
it didn't really matter at that point.
The level of annoyance is kind of like relative to the moment where you're just like, bro, we get it. You're up 6-2 again. Like, you guys are globetrottering and you guys are all feeling it right now. And you're just getting, you know, just trying with this cute shit. But like MacKinnon felt like he was gripping it a little bit. Like there was,
we watched him
where we were all just like
2-on-0. Yeah.
We're like, yeah, he gets stripped on the power play, creates that 2-on-0. There were multiple plays where he had the puck in the zone where we were like, bro,
just shoot the puck.
He also tattoos the crossbar
again,
a quarter inch lower. That thing's in the net.
Yeah. And I mean, he gets no puck luck whatsoever. Yeah. Cause when a puck hits the post, you don't know what it's going to do. Yep. You just don't. Sometimes you get really lucky, clips the post, and goes all the way across, it clips the other post, it goes in.
Yeah.
Sometimes it clips the post, goes all the way across, clips the other post, fires 19 feet down the ice, and you're just like, what the hell, man? His hits the crossbar and goes straight down and somehow avoids the goaltender all together
yep.
and ends up in an odd man rush the other way where you're just like,
okay,
dude, what the hell, man? Like on the, it happens just as the 5-on-3 ends and the guy gets out of the box
yep.
and the puck just perfectly, like you could easily make the argument tonight that the Avs dominated the Rangers and got very few of the bounces part because like their goaltender just played like total dog yeah. shit. This is the game that they just dunked on a goaltender who didn't belong.
Yep.
This was the Maple Leafs on the Avs last week.
Yep.
Where they were just like, no, layup line. Like, got this guy, right? Like, you just took advantage of a bad goaltender tonight, and you just made him feel bad. And on a Sega Baba, the Rangers don't have the legs.
Yep.
You know, they've 7 games in a row that they've won, so everything has been going their way. They've faced very little adversity recently, so they're feeling good about themselves. They even get a couple of the bounces tonight that go their way, and they got smoked.
Yeah, I mean, they had legs. How many breakaways did they have, or 2-on-0s did
yeah,
they have?
Yeah, I mean, early on in the game, yeah, especially, yeah. They were all over it, and there were, like, brief spurts where you were like, oh, I see why this Rangers team is where it is.
But you have to, like, feel good about Darcy Kuemper. Like, those are the stops, right? Like,
yeah.
that you haven't been yeah. seeing. Like, and somebody gets a breakaway, it's like, it's a goal.
You already
it's
know.
It's a goal, yeah. and what, he's stopping those.
What sucks is statistically, he's going to finish with a sub-900 save percentage because that third goal.
Right.
But you watch that game, and you're like, he makes a couple of really big saves that could have turned the tide of the game.
Absolutely.
They could have been down. 2-1 on the power play. Instead of 2-1, what ended up being 2-1 6 minutes later,
yeah. Yeah.
which at that point could have made it 3-1.
Hang on, can and you put this, that other comment back up?
And then this totally goes a different direction, right? Like,
yep.
he made some actual big saves along the way that really kept this game, like, kept the Avs just in cruise control in this yeah. game. And it sucks that the numbers won't.
But even after, like,
look, this is the only number that matters, all right? It's the nice number. We got the nice number in the last 13 games for the
Avs. Well, and to have some of this, did you have a streak like that for the 95 Pens
yep.
that had Lemieux and Jagr and
some of the greatest scores ever on right. that team.
Like,
yeah.
just an ultra stacked lineup.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So, I can't drink, but that doesn't mean y'all can't. Make sure you're getting your Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR, and get it down here at the bar on tap, 8 different kinds, or at your local liquor store. Hit them up. Use the Breck Beer Locator online to find it near you. They have a bunch of flavors, so you can find one that you're going to like, at least if you're in the lower 48. I'm not sure about Hawaii. I don't know if they've got Breck Beer yet, but...
Yeah, we should have asked Nighthawk.
Yeah,
yeah, she's out there, I guess. Though. I'm pretty sure she brought some Hassle Cattle with her, so...
Definitely.
She
just takes that show everywhere.
Yeah,
goes.
Right? Straight up. Also, hit up Snooze Sleep. They're a local Colorado company with their 4-in-1 mattress. Soft, firm, hot, cold. Flip the mattress for soft or firm. Flip the mattress cover for hot or cold. Up to a 10-degree difference. So however you like to sleep, they've got you covered. They'll ship the mattress right to you. And you get a 7-day trial as well to make sure you like it and can sleep on it and get what you need. Thank you for taking shots for me. Much appreciated. I wish I could do some myself.
A shot of Crown, too.
Yeah, we were drinking that at the bar the other night. Well, you were drinking that at the bar. I was wishing I could drink it
the
at
rep
the bar.
Came in, so yeah.
Yeah, we got some free. Yeah. Some
I love
free
Crown.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I think Crown is very good, too.
Not a shot drink for me, though. The whiskey that our guy in Kentucky brought us. I liked shots of that.
Angel's Envy. Yeah.
That was the smooth one, and yeah. Crown doesn't go down like that. Yeah. Crown feels like a firecracker in your throat. It's not as much fun.
Who do you guys think is the most newsworthy beat of DNVR right now?
Newsworthy?
Yeah. Because I feel like it's the Rams beat.
With a new coach?
No.
And the basketball going
no.
on?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Who'd you give it to then?
I would give it to any of the other three proactive teams, the Broncos, the Avs.
Sure, but
the
but like there hasn't been any like real big news there, right? This is just you're in the middle of your season and you're doing your thing.
Sure, but all that stuff matters.
I hear you and I agree, but
the reason why it's not the Rams, this is a real this I'm screwing up your Manscaped read, am I?
Yeah,
it's not a Manscaped read.
Oh, that's I totally thought that's what it was.
It's I'm just saying that the Rams just don't matter. So
well, their basketball team is undefeated. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. they're good.
All right.
We'll see. Well, look, college basketball, you can't start to care about college basketball until January.
All right. So for the people in the chat that actually care about the Rams, maybe go follow the DNVR Rams account on Twitter. Go hit up
see the two of you.
Justin Michaels' stuff about the new head coach for the football team and obviously the amazing start to the season for the basketball team, too. As far as I can tell, everyone in the Rams world is very, very happy that Adazio is gone and the new head coach is in that I can't even remember the name of.
It's so. Really, like, Jay Norvell is actually a great pickup for the Rams program. I was really surprised that he did that.
Yeah. There's dozens of us.
I told you. It's, all three of those people are going to be amped about it, man. Yeah. No disrespect. I feel the exact same way about the Buffs. This isn't me taking sides.
You just hate Colorado colleges in general.
College sports haven't given me a reason to care.
True. DU's been good. Not recently, though.
Well, DU hockey is good. Air Force football is pretty good.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get like deeper into some of the stuff, there are some schools that do some things, but you know, I don't. I just don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, Megan's job is to cover DU now. So
yeah.
Not our problem.
Oh, is it an Avs post game? Oh, shit, man. I had no idea that's what I got paid for.
All right. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's get to our king of the game here because I tweeted out that Logan O'Connor is not a first line player. And then he immediately decided to prove me wrong in every imaginable way.
We were laughing about the lineup.
Yeah, we were like, this isn't going to last long. Yeah. And then they make it, 6-2? And then at the start of the third period, they go back to the three-headed monster.
Even after the first, right, we were all like, so they're going to go back to the normal lines now, right? Like, this isn't working.
Well, and the funny thing about LOC is both of his goals, line mate irrelevant.
Yep, that's true.
They were solo acts.
He sends Keandre Miller into, like, he's still not sure where he is at this point.
Straight up.
His panties are on the ice somewhere.
Yeah. Dude, like, Keandre Miller, I'd like, A perfect example of when a guy tries to toe drag, you go through his chest.
Yep.
you don't keep moving forward. You don't keep moving back.
You step right into him.
Exactly. You stop and you just step into him. And instead, he got cute with it, tried to play with the stick, and LOC was like, "Hey, bye."
See you.
And like the toe drag is great. That's a dope move. But then the puck is in his feet. It's really close in because he's right-handed. And then for him to go up over the glove like that. Now, I know that the goalie sucked, but this is the goal tonight where you just go, oh my God, this dude's insane. What just happened? He scored it, and we all looked around and we're like,
what?
What was that? That is unbelievable. Just the level of difficulty, right? Like, we needed Peter McNabb to not be busy being inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight so that he could tell us how hard that was. Because that's so hard! And then 22 seconds later, I still don't understand how just LOC just ends up by himself. There's no Ranger within anywhere of him. Like, the puck was rolling out of the zone, and anybody who's ever watched a hockey game on TV, you just expect a defender to eventually appear in the thing.
Yep.
There was no defender in the shot, and LOC goes in, and like that's the one where he beats the goalie, and it's not a good shot, and it's you're just like, holy crap, this goalie sucks. Because it's nowhere near as good, and it was so goddamn funny, because it was LOC, and you're just like, what is happening with this kid? It doesn't make any sense. His whole career arc makes absolutely no sense. It's just whatever. You just throw your hands up and you're like, this is hilarious.
And he was so close to getting a Hattie. And it was going to be a shorthanded goal.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
So awesome for him.
That would have been perfect.
A Logan O'Connor hat trick would have been one of those like prop bets before the season.
How crazy is it now, like watching him just on the penalty kill and just seeing him with the puck, like, you know, just reading plays and taking the puck away?
Yeah.
I think it's a regular occurrence now.
We saw with LOC, I thought the Avs actually just defensively tonight, I liked that they were reading what the Rangers wanted to do. But LOC's knack for it is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
he just, on command, will pick off that blue line-ish pass. And he almost did it in the first period, but Zibanejad just kind of skated him down for once.
He's fast, too.
So it's incredible how consistently he manages.
Well, and that was one where he's like three steps inside the blue line. Sure. And both guys have a chance. By the time they got to the opposing blue line, they had got him.
Yeah.
And that was all. That was one where you were just like, okay, so there are some guys in the NHL. He's just not faster than.
Yeah. So, props to Loke, man. He keeps showing up and doing whatever is asked of him and doing it effectively for the Avs right now.
And the fact that he's now done it, lines 1-4.
Yep.
And he's just been like, you're looking around and you're like, do you even need JT Compher? Isn't LOC exactly what you thought JT Compher was, except actually is that guy? He's the actual ace penalty killer that you've been trying to get JT Compher to be.
Yep.
Now he's scoring goals for you in all kinds of different situations. Yep. He's playing all over your lineup. Like, he's doing all the things that JT Compher has had the reputation of doing, but hasn't really consistently been in his career. All we're missing is a weird playoff goal here or there, to tie a game or something, and you have JT Compher.
Chet. We'll ask you guys, what do you think is a good name for LOC?
Yeah.
A good nickname. I've heard Loch Ness Monster. I see Tone Loke up there. I don't know.
I'm not calling him Tone Loke.
Yeah, me either.
I like it. Let's go with that.
It just won't happen.
I kind of wanted to call him the Horse Tooth Assassin, but that's probably not very kind to him. Yeah. So
You can't. Yeah. That's no.
We can't do BDOC. That's not allowed.
Yeah. I do that. So the reason Gallant was mad about McDermott and chasing Trouba and all that, like, he was already mad about after the first LOC goal. The second one, he just continued.
Furious.
Yeah.
The chat was saying it was because that's when McDermott was trying to go with Trouba.
But it's like, yeah, he was mad after him, and you're just like, what do you want the refs to do? Like, McDermott didn't do anything illegal. He's being a dumb shit, just chasing a dude around, trying to get him to fight. But, like, none of that is illegal. He didn't drop his gloves. He didn't interfere with him. He didn't slash him. He talked to him.
Yep.
What are you gonna do? 2 minutes for talking?
Okay. So, I do want to touch on one more bad thing that I was really hoping would come to me as I was saying this
For Nazem Kadri's injury, real quick, like, sure, there may not have been a post-game update from Jared Bednar, but remember, he's been nursing an injury. The guy just missed a game last week with a lower body injury. He came into this game nursing whatever that was. In a 6-2 game, if he was feeling uncomfortable in any way, this is the game where you're just like, bro, don't.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been nice to watch him beat the brakes off Ryan Lindgren again. But you notice Ryan Lindgren did not want any of that smoke tonight. He didn't, for such a big, tough guy, he stayed out of all of it. He didn't want any of that. And it's probably because he remembered that Kadri beat a suspension out of him last time. So, you know, with Kadri, we'll see. But, like, he came into the game hurt. A lot of people were tweeting at me that it was my fault that he got hurt. And I'm just like, if this is the injury they walk out of, it's an injury that they walked into the game with. Like, okay, I guess.
Yeah. Beyond that, look, the Avs popped off. A lot of what is kind of becoming the regular cast of guys. You had a goal from Alex Newhook.
Game in a row.
Yeah.
It's 6 goals in 13 games since his recall.
Yep.
6-14 on the year. Like, it's got to chill at some point, but at least this one was more legit. This wasn't this puck hits a stick and takes a bounce
fair
off the ice.
That's fair. Like, that's
he
fair.
Beats a goalie. It shouldn't have beat a goalie.
He beat a goalie but he by beat a goalie. Throwing it into the middle of the net. Yeah. But
look at those pass goals, though, as well. I mean, the past few have been good goals.
He does have that, you know, break in and dunk a nerd goal, too. So
definitely know everything. As anybody who's ever watched the show, I've never been wrong about anything. So
true.
Absolutely.
AJ's never been wrong. True.
I can name seven different teams that are going to win the cup this year.
Well, hey, good chance one of them will be right.
Feel confident. You give me seven cracks at it. You know, seven swings of the bat at the old pinata. I feel like I'll break it eventually.
You know, this is the type of second period that, look, they don't score five every second period, but a dominant second period has kind of become a norm for this hockey
team. Yeah, you look over the last 2 years, if you look over the last 2 years, they're the best second period team in the NHL. Why would I be holding him captive?
I hold myself captive in my review videos all the time.
Why would I be holding Rio captive? You think I want that? I don't like spending time with anybody. You think I'm gonna kidnap somebody? Now I have to spend time with them? That's my nightmare.
All right. I don't know. There's not a ton to say about the third period. It kind of just happened for the most part.
It existed. It did happen. Yeah.
I will say there was a flash there for, I think that was on the power play, right, where Kemper just balled out and basically stopped everything that was coming at him.
Yep.
And it was a lot of shots, rapid fire from a lot of different positions on the ice. So, again, I'm feeling good about him coming back.
He definitely worked himself into a lather in that third period where it was like, for a 16-game, you were...
Like, even in the second period, we were still saying, like, he doesn't really look comfortable in net yet.
He was still flubbing pucks, like pucks are floating in from the blue line. He's like
dropping them.
He's like stabbing at him and shit. And you're like, what's happening?
But in that third period, it seemed like he started to settle in significantly more. And you're like, all right, he's a goaltender again.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of super chats to get to. We can hit those real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
$5 from Avs fan. Thank you very much. In North Carolina, I assume that is. 3-1-1 on this road trip. Doesn't sound too bad. Might have lost to a streaking Toronto, but dominated a really good Rangers team. Go Avs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the thing we always say. At the start of this road trip, if you had told me the Avs would have gotten 7 of 10 points, you'd take it every single time.
100%. When we talk about points percentage, 700.
Yep.
Right there. That puts you in the top five of the NHL.
And that's better than they have been on the road this year. So they're doing better. Like, you're seeing a trend upward on the road.
This was the thing that we had also talked about, was that coming into this trip, they hadn't been very good on the road. They'd had some not very competitive games.
They've been about 500, I think,
They'd just been okay.
Yeah.
And then they started off, obviously, with the disaster in Toronto.
Yes.
Yep.
And then they get much better after that. Yep. So this ended, and look, you beat two teams on Sekapapas. Yeah. That's not your fault that the NHL set you up with a little alley-oop like that.
Yeah.
But they dunked it home.
Took care of it. Yep.
That's what you got to do. You got to go and get the points where the getting is good. And, you know, the people who are actively looking to take something away from them, there it is right there. I just gave it to you.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like,
I can't wait for the Leafs rematch. As long as Kemper, if the line is healthy, let's see what it looks like.
You want to see Tampa Bay is going to be here, in a week?
Yep. Yep.
You want to see the games against the top teams. Those are your measuring stick games. You want to see where you are. You know, I don't really fully take the Rangers too seriously yet. Great start and all, but
lots of beds get made off a hot start that end up real messy real fast.
A lot of hot starts are built off of really good goaltending, where you wonder what happens when this team starts to not get that.
Yeah.
How do they do when they start getting .890 goaltending for a week or whatever? So that's the kind of you want to see how that goes with teams like the Rangers. But for this road trip, you just feel great about it.
Yeah.
You win the hardest game of the trip outside of the Toronto game, because the Rangers were the best team and they were the fifth game in a 5-game roadie.
And they were hot too.
And right, 11 of 12, 7 straight. Like there were, despite the schedule, despite the back to back, all that. Like this was a Rangers team that was streaking. You want to see the Avs beat a good team? Well, Done.
Wow.
Check the box.
Nuggets just must have done something good.
We are way far away from the bar, and we just they heard popped some off. Screaming.
Yeah. That was a really long answer, so we will get to the rest of your Super Chats in just a second. But we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account right now. Bet $1 on any NFL game, and either team scores a point. Either team. If the game does not end 0-0, you win $100 in free bets. So if you make that bet and it doesn't hit, come down to the bar and I will buy you free drinks for like a month. Because I genuinely believe that that has never happened in the modern NFL where a game ended in a 0-0 tie. So
it's dumb to me that it's possible.
Yeah, that it's even possible is silly, but get up DraftKings, go get your free money. You can go over there, use code DNVR, and of course you can, when you get the free bets, you can bet them on whatever you want. I hope y'all used your profit boost on the Avs. I know we all did, and we all did pretty well tonight. Yeah.
I missed one, which is
that's a poor night for you. Panarin, poor showing.
Panarin
didn't get it done for you.
Didn't get it done, but yeah. Great night.
Yeah, on the whole, the betting was good tonight. We'll put it that way. Use code DNVR. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Then hit up Green Mountain Dental Group to go get your teeth taken care of, whether it's getting your wisdom teeth out or any other work you need. They got you covered. If you're just going in for routine stuff, schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, and you'll get a free Sonicare toothbrush to take home with you so you can take care of your teeth at home super easily, too. Hit them up, Green Mountain Dental Group. Last, certainly not least, Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that really helps with migraines, aches, and pains. Yeah, they've been around since before I was here. That's a long, long time to have them with you. So they're super dope. You get 25% off when you use code DNVR25 for your first purchase. You can also come down to the bar and try it cold brew if that's your thing. See it there. When you love it, go purchase it with the DNVR25 code. All right. Now we can get back into the Super Chats.
Oh, wait. Before that. Oh. I will say I also put a in-game bet when the Avs were down by one goal that they would win in regulation.
So you got pretty good odds, I bet, on that.
Got really good odds on that one, and it was just after watching the goalie play. There was no way that the Avs were going to be held off the score sheet after watching that guy, after that first goal. I was like, okay.
Okay, super chance.
Yeah. Bad.
He was not good. No. I don't know. Did they put Loken Mikko spot in the third? Yeah. So they put the three-headed monster back together in the third period for no reason.
They did the reverse. Like, they had LOC and Mikko spot for periods 1 and 2 and then put the three-headed monster back together.
Hey, LOC, great job up there. You were wonderful. Now
Bednar he's like, I'm not on this line. Usually when I do this, we're trailing in the third period. I don't know what else to do but put them back together.
With no Kadri in the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, like, too.
Putting a spark
it
there.
It got a little funky.
But it was without Kadri, the one game, they played Rantanen as 2C. So, like, Rantanen's been the guy that he's moved around. So it was kind of weird for him to be like, no.
All right. Thank you for the $2, Rick. Next. Victory shots. Yeah, we covered that. Thank you for the five Canadian.
We're coming.
Cody.
It's happening.
Yeah.
That's, like, not enough for victory shots anyway because it's Canadian funny money.
Ooh, hey now.
Yeah. That was kind of cold.
It's just the truth.
That was like the that'll cover a happy hour drink.
There you go. Now you're talking. thank you for the money, though. Much appreciated. Sean, thank you for the $5.
Pear character lying on the side, raising his arm while saying, "How's it going?"
Thank you for the super sticker. Oh, God, another one.
Nice. Pear character cheerfully blowing a party horn.
Thank you for the five, Sasha. Much appreciated.
What's a party horn?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. Yacht Fun, thank you for the $2. Is JT, I feel like much I'd appreciated.
It's guesses as to what
it's
it
just those
be,
paper cones that have
But it's not the ones that like blow out, like the rolly bit.
I'm not sure.
It is. Yeah. Okay. We'll get to the yacht someday. Someday we'll make it there.
This doesn't feel accurate.
Thank you for the $5. Lucas, can you grade the process defensive-wise tonight on a scale from 1 to 10? I mean, it's hard to grade it on a whole because, as we kind of talked about, the Avs had good stretches and very bad stretches. The stretch from 10 minutes left in the first to 15 minutes left in the second, like a 2 or a 3, it was very, very bad. But throughout the rest of the game, I thought they played fairly solid defense outside of a couple of egregious errors.
Yeah, there wasn't as many breakdowns tonight. I'm going to say like in the 6 to 7 range.
Although this does bring me to a point that we have to talk about on the show because AJ just would not let it go. The dump in off the backboards play that the Rangers use with Zibanejad.
Oh, yeah. Why you gotta tell people how annoying I am?
I don't think it's annoying. I think it's a legitimately good point. Like...
Your opponent. If the fact that I know the Rangers do that all the time and I don't watch the Rangers very often because fuck them, go Isles, and I know that that's a thing that they run a lot, like how does your pre-scout not get that done?
Yeah.
You know, like you have to know that they're going to do that. And I think I saw 3 different times that they ran it. Really successful the first time where they got a shot on goal and drew a penalty, which led to the second goal that they scored in the first period. The second time it was less effective, and the third time it got defended. You're not going to get 3 shots at it. Sometimes it's just the first one where they score.
And it goes in the net,
And it ends, and it's just like, nah. So you've got just a little bit of a, hey guys, like, you have to know that situation. You have to know the personnel, and for Jaycon to have misplayed it as badly as he did. To not only, like, he takes that penalty and allows a shot on goal.
Yep.
With the guy, with Zibanejad a full step behind
him. Relatively high danger chance.
Yeah. Like, you're like, dude, that's the worst case scenario. You allowed the chance and took the penalty.
Yep.
Like, you're taking the penalty to prevent the chance. So, Jaycon just misplayed that as badly as he could have.
Not the question you were really asking, Lucas, but... That's our answer.
I would say overall process, I'd give it a 7, where it was better, it was passable, it was good enough to win you the game. Some breakdowns that weren't like the 2-on-0 has nothing to do with your defense. Right.
That's just McKinnon turning over
like,
a puck.
There are some, the after McKinnon hits the post and the puck squirts out and the guy gets out of the box and he has the breakaway. There's nothing your defense can do that you're like, make a better play here, you know? Like, what are you going to tell McKinnon to score instead? Like, that wasn't what he was trying to do. So I would say that there were a lot more good than bad tonight, but it was a frustration of mine. I'm kind of glad you brought it up now. the Rangers specifically run that play more than a lot of teams, and just a good pre-scout would have had them a little more prepared for that, and they didn't seem to be.
God, what have I done? All right, next.
Pear character putting his hand in front of his mouth while blushing. Thank you for the $2. Hippo character applauds whilst nodding approval, saying GG. Thank you for the $5.
Okay, Tastosis, calm down. Thank you for the $7 Canadian, Perry.
I'm nasty.
What a way to end a long road trip. Kemp looked great tonight coming back from injury.
Definitely.
Yep. Thank you for the money. Much appreciated. Nuggets must just be going off.
So sure. It was, they were down. They must have hit a 3. It was tied. They must have just won.
Whew, good for them.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. I think we're kind of winding games down at this point. The Avs just seemingly...
You got an assist for that? That's hilarious. Then McDermott got an assist for the LOC goal.
Nice.
And all he did was just chase Trouba around the ice. That's very funny.
Is the universe just going to continue falling the Avs' way for scoring 7 goals?
Can we take just a quick minute for some one little piece of good credit for Curtis McDermott here?
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked during the game. I was like, remind me. We got to say something nice about them. When Gerard ran into the goaltender, which
Straight up ran into him.
What are you doing? If there was ever the idea that you would put Sam Girard into a shootout, I think it ended with that play. Where it didn't appear that he had any move ready to go. And was just like, I guess I'm just going to run into the goalie and then just sit on him and wait to get pushed. Like, Girard runs into him. He's on top of him. And he's not doing anything because he's Sam Girard. He's not trying to start any static. And Jacob Trouba, just being, like, always mad, was like, rawr, don't do that, and like Godzilla'd him out of there. And then Trouba had Girard down and was like holding him down, going after him. And Curtis McDermott changed that scenario immediately. And like, that's what he's there for. Now, you know, you could say, oh, why is he there if he's not the one that's fighting? Or, you know, he tried to get Jacob Trouba to fight, but Landeskog had already gotten to him. Trouba didn't feel the need to do it multiple times. But Landeskog kind of took care of that business. That's part of who Landeskog is. That's just in his DNA. You know, I'd have a bigger problem with McDermott not fighting if he didn't make any effort. Like, if he had not done that with Trouba, dance. If he'd been on the ice when something like that happened and he didn't do anything.
Right.
That Trouba tried that shit with Girard while Girard was down.
And McDermott was just like,
and McDermott was like, let's, you know, sir, please. And all of Trouba's attention's just immediately away from Sam Girard and onto McDermott. Yeah. Like, that's the first time that you can actually look at something and say, something got prevented here. Because we don't know what Trouba would have done with, I mean, NHL players are scumbags to each other all the time when guys are down like that. Especially when a goaltender is involved and they're just mad and they're seeing red and they're just like, rah, 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 and they get all Godzilla-y. And, like, McDermott just, he cut it right off, and it ended immediately. That was the only time this year where I actually think that the Curtis McDermott, like, toughness thing did
matter.
Made a tangible difference where you could point to it and say, he made that difference. He got, like, Curtis McDermott got all kinds of accolades in the Ducks game because he fought Nick DeLaurier. And it, like everybody the rest of the game was like, look at all the Ducks players chirping and they don't want to do anything because Curtis McDermott's on the bench. And it was like, what? Like, has anybody gotten more credit for invisible shit than that guy has this year? But that he was on the ice for and he took matters into his hand. And like, that was the thing where you're like, okay, proof of concept. You brought him in to be a thing and he didn't play defensive. He wasn't playing on defense for you. So he's not just bleeding chances.
Yeah.
He gets to do the tough guy thing, and he doesn't like crush you in the process.
Yeah.
So it was like, this is the first time all season, and like, I've obliterated Curtis McDermott over and over and over this year. But that was an actual like credit due in that situation.
That right there, and does it with a smile. Absolutely, that's more scary than anything else there. Right,
Jacob Trouba was like, "Who are you?" And Curtis McDermott just keeps looking at him like the Joker. And you're all right, I can see why guys wouldn't want to mess with. Like, not only is he big, but he definitely has like the crazy guy element to it, where it's like, this is how this guy is in the league, so he's just gonna keep
that
swinging that big dick around.
Smiles when shit's going on. Yeah, it's scary,
right? Where you're just like, okay.
The Steve Downey, Zach Cassian type of
exactly.
There's something a little wrong with this guy.
Where it's like, there's a reputation where people are like, guy's off.
Yeah,
you know, the moon might be haunted, but Curtis McDermott might be too.
Yeah, so on the whole, for as frustrating of a game as it was at times, it really was a pretty quality effort from Colorado on the whole. And
yeah, I mean, they won 7-3. Right.
No, I know.
On the road against a good team that had won, I think 7 games in a row and 11 of 12, and like everybody is putting them in the top 5 of their power rankings. And like, Colorado's big thing has been like, oh, could you beat a good team for once? All right, well, they did. They kicked the living shit out of one. It's imperfect. They're still giving up too many goals. They're still making some mistakes here and there. There's still some ugliness here and there. But they're kicking the holy shit out of all these people.
This thing is
ridiculous.
Right. The thing is, it feels routine because, like, I wake myself up every morning and, like, be like, all right, Gotta prepare myself. Avs are gonna score 7 goals today. Because I know it's coming.
Long night.
Yeah.
Long night. I tried to help you out universally by saying, look, it's just gonna be 6-0 instead. And then it ended up 7-3, and it was like, well.
When you're scoring that many goals, though, like, defensively, you get a little lackadaisical with what you're doing, and goals get scored.
We talk about this, how the game competitively changes at 6-2 because teams just rev it down.
Yeah.
Even like when the Rangers were pushing, they're not okay. You pushed a little bit. Okay. It's still 6-3 here. You know, like it's just not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I don't think that fight ends how you think it does, JT. Trouba is a large, and Cody McLeod is not that large.
Cody McLeod was never a good fighter. He was just a willing fighter.
He would fight, but he wouldn't win a lot of them.
He didn't have any teeth, so he had no fear of them getting punched out. There was no concern there. He already sounded like a train whistle when he talked. It was fine.
Okay. I think that pretty much covered. Oh, someone asked about John Boy lip read. I'll do lip reads when there are things worth lip reading. It just doesn't happen that often because Avs broadcasts rarely show anyone talking. But
dude, Avs broadcast has got to chill out on the cuts while the puck is moving around the ice. We do not need to see 4 different angles and then spend half the time trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Just, you guys are giving me motion sickness. Let's chill with the quick cuts there. Not making a bad YouTube video. That's our job.
All right. Are we good? Any final thoughts?
I'm going to miss the start times from this trip, man.
No kidding.
It's so nice. You know how nice it is not doing this at 11:30?
Out of here, it's 8:30, baby. Let's go.
They don't have practice tomorrow, so the next time that we see them is morning skate on Friday morning.
Yeah.
When it's going to snow, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun drive to the bar on Friday. We'll see.
Yeah. Although that percentage of snow just keeps going. It just keeps going down. It was at 80 yesterday, and it's now into the 50s, so we'll see. Just end up being a really cold Friday.
All right. Yeah. All's good in the hood for the Avs right now. So thank you, everyone, for watching, listening, however you consume the pod. Be sure to like and subscribe here on YouTube. Hit those buttons. We're almost at 16,000 subs. We wanna get that mile. Really, I want 100,000. I want the YouTube plaque so very badly.
Yeah.
I think it's so dope. But that's a long way off. We'll get there when we get there. We love all you, and we'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock pod, talking about something. I don't really know, but
goals, goals, goals.
Yeah. The never-ending goal train, I guess. Oh, I gotta go check if my Dallas bet hit.
Oh yeah, we all made that bet.
Yeah, we did.
But the NHL.com wasn't working earlier tonight.
Does anybody know if there was a goal in the first 10 minutes of Vegas Dallas before we get out of here?
They can tell us as we're ending the show. We love you. Bye.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Ulmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.